In the last few centuries of human time, God became unappreciated. He was even declared dead. And the love of God, the belief in God, the faith in all that God signifies of goodness, purity, light, love, joy, generosity of spirit, all of that died along with the death of belief. God was unaffected, but once humanism replaced the love of God, the human minus God became inhuman. And we are now suffering the effects of the human's inhumanity to each other, to itself. And that species is in the process of self-destruction, self-extinction, because the death of God is the death of the human. And yet that death is a blessing, because it is now the death of the inhuman, the demonic. And the return of God. Now you see, the species human, or as it used to be called before all of the gender antagonisms, man, which was not to be understood in a gendered way, didn't refer to the male, but referred to the meaning of that word, which was a direct translation from the Sanskrit of manas, meaning mind. So the function in the ecology of creation is for the human to be the emissary of the mind of God in the world, and thus to be the stewards of creation. But instead, in the inhuman period, they have become the destroyers, the ravishers, the ravagers of nature, of the world, and of one another. And we have seen a process, if we analyze history, of serial genocides. And there is hardly a nation that isn't built upon the murder of a previous culture. So there is no one who is innocent and able to cast the first stone at the current genocides. But what we have committed is far worse, which is a deicide. We have destroyed the God within us. We have alienated ourselves from our own source of not just goodness, but even the capacity for reason. The famous logos, signified by Christ consciousness. The capacity to manage the world in a coherent fashion so that all could flourish and life could thrive. Even the ability to manage one's individual life in a well-regulated way has been lost. And so with the loss of intelligence, the loss of love, the loss of faith, the loss of our reality, we have fallen into ever darker fictions until we have completely lost touch with truth and even doubt that there is such a thing. And it's this extreme nihilism that is bringing us to the darkest hour of the nightmare that history has become. But if we understand this from a higher perspective of non-duality, then it becomes clear that for God, the God Self, to know itself, it had to become the opposite of itself. God had to leave God consciousness and fall. The death of God is, in a sense, true, that God had to die into the inhuman in order to recognize and appreciate the need for God. Our absolute incapacity to function if we are not in union with God. And it is that total lack of ability to exist, to survive, to function, to sustain a loving relationship, to live a life of dignity. All of that has been lost, along with our creativity and the complete exhaustion and degradation of culture, so that we have created a world that has been poisoned and is no longer worth living in and no longer a blessing to bring children into, but a curse. But it is this situation in which the God Self now must awaken from its sleep, its trance of exploration of human experience as a part of itself rather than the whole. And that part is simply the fictional narratives that support the ego's demonic false identity, that because of its total lack of essence, must struggle for power, domination, destruction of the other before one suffers one's own destruction through the realization that the ego never had a real existence at all. And the denial of that has been the framework of the social order, existentialism. But existence without essence is not even existence any longer. It cannot sustain itself. And as we have fallen further and further into incoherence, we have reached a point where there is no choice. If we want to be free of the hell realm of the mind in the way that it has fallen into its own distorted and degraded and misshapen identity, no choice but to take refuge again with God. No choice but to realize again humbly that God is all that is real, and God is not other and not somewhere up in some heaven or beyond, having absconded from this ruin of creation, but abides within and is always emanating grace, always emanating love. And at some moment, the ego, in its desperation, will suspend its rejection of grace. This is what brings self-forgiveness. And when one opens to receive that grace, one's heart will be fulfilled. And one's mind will again become ordered by the vibrational frequency of the presence of the God Self, so that you shall be able to think clearly and to realize that you are in fact a manifestation of that infinite luminous intelligence of the One Self who animates all of creation. And you are the whole, not merely a part, and have never been anything but that. And this entire play can end only with the self-awakening of God and the return to that eternal essence that is beyond the illusory dream field we call the universe. And what, from an inhuman perspective, is destruction, is simply the withdrawal into that ultimate abode of the throne of God, in which the Absolute Self, who has played this game with itself, by dividing itself into Shiva and Shakti, returns to the oneness of the Absolute Whole, and then emanates a new world of complete joy, a celebration of our infinite creativity and love and power to create all that is beautiful. It is this that we have lost and this that we are to regain. But we can only do it through the death of that identity that has killed our reality. That must die, so that the light is no longer obscured and the heart can fully open to receive and emanate that light, to again function both as the transcendent and the immanent, to be in the mode of eternal life and to be in the mode of its expression in time and space, in form, and in the absolute succession of forms that creates meaning, drama, and the ultimate unfoldment and revelation again of all that we are, that can never be fully expressed in the instant in which it is realized. And thus, the universe shall recreate itself so that beauty can again manifest to itself. And the joy of the fulfillment in which duality retrieves its unity through love will become again the meaning and purpose and fulfillment of existence that will once again be filled with essence. This is the meaning of becoming an avatar. That the empty form of the body will be filled with the divine presence of the entire consciousness of God at every point in the hypersphere of creation. It is our divine fortune to receive that grace that opens the third eye to this ultimate revelation that is itself redemption. And it is our privilege to be able to not only receive but to transmit that beauty, that joy, that salvation to the entirety of the field of intensity that constitutes our world. And because the consciousness that we are is the constituting force that creates and sustains the constitution of life, and therefore the government of life, once again, the world will be governed by the divine righteousness of the kingdom of heaven, not of the tyranny of demonic egos. The current governments shall fall as soon as the government of God rises again within you. This is the final revolution that shall return the world from hell to heaven. May you join this revolution and become a star of divine power to fulfill your mission in coming here to serve God through forgetting and then again remembering that you are that. And only that Supreme Self. Now is the moment to unveil the real by shedding the unreal forever. May you grant yourself the blessing of fulfilling this commandment of God. And thus bless the world with your presence. May you know the peace that comes from purifying the mind, emptying the heart of all negativity and all egoic narratives and fixed identifications, and cleaning the temple of the body and the soul to become fit to be the abode of the God Self. And may you know the peace and feel the glory of that peace when the God Self comes to reside within your consciousness in the fullness of that luminous intelligence and unconditional love. That is the essence of beauty. And you know yourself as that. And may you know and feel and claim and fully realize the ultimate grace of the recognition you have never left the transcendent absolute self beyond time and space, creation and destruction, and all of this is only a dream in the blink of the third eye within a changeless, blissful, infinite, absolute power of beatific presence. You are the source of all blessings. May that source flow as the holy river through your heart and be transmitted to all the tributaries of the divine unity who constitute every living being, embodied or disembodied. And abide forever in truth. Namaste.